Agnostic had a dream. He was an amateur scientist and said, God, you messed it up. You didn't create the world how it should be. And God answered him, let's get together. Why don't we both create a human being the way we think should be? And so the scientist ran to the test tube and God says, oh no, let's do it the way I did it. God says, let's do it the way I did it in the Garden of Eden. Scientist says, okay. So he goes outside and grabs some dirt and God says, oh no, you got to come up with your own dirt. When we create the image of one another, there is always the temptation, born of insecurity and jealousy, to come up with dirt about one another. Imagine yourself as a mother, and everyone you meet is your child, and act accordingly. What mother would look at her son or daughter and say to other people, did you hear what they did? Do you know how dysfunctional they are? How could they possibly do such a horrible thing? Yet both mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, speak about strangers as if we were not related. And for some reason, we are tempted to find a delicious satisfaction in other people's pain. It is a troubling thing when you meet someone and they speak ill of someone else. Be very careful, because when the opportunity presents itself, they will say the same things about you. So when we create the image, the reputation, the idea of someone, think as a mother, if this was my child, what would I say? Or even further, what would I want strangers to say about my daughter, my son, my brother, my sister, my husband, and my wife? Maybe the husband's not such a good thing. But what would I want people to speak about and create? Because our words are very powerful. And if you don't think they are, try this. In school or at work, talk wonderfully about someone that you don't see a lot. And the next time you see them, I will almost guarantee you that word will get back to them that you spoke well about them. They may even be very unusually friendly toward you, because words are powerful instruments. They are symbols of the ideas that we grow deep in our hearts and our minds. They are the way we create ideas about us and our very world. So be careful how we use them. And always look at the person you're talking about and say, these words are not simply creating the reputation of the person I'm talking about, but they are creating the kind of person I am becoming. Do I take joy in another person's pain? Do I, as a jealous person, think that I am better because someone is bad? These are illusions that are very tempting, and they make you feel better. But this feeling is an illusion also, because when we speak bad about someone, we feel better, but we become worse because of that very fact. How unusual it is for a human being to feel better when they speak bad about someone else. It is a bad sign. So when we create the image of one another, never forget to add a nice word about someone, a kind thought, and you will see that you will become a better person. This is the way we create like God created, not with dirt, but with light and with good words and good thoughts. Slava Isusu Christu!